FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll be bringing you all the build-up and reaction to FC United's league match with Atherton Colls from Saturday afternoon. And let's hand over now to FC Live before kick-off at Broadhurst Park.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Broadhurst Park. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us at just before 1:30 on a Saturday afternoon as FC United are hosting Atherton Colls here. Kick-off, as we record this, in an hour and a half's time. And with that brilliant use of maths, it's now time for another brilliant use of the English language. It's Woodzo. Hello, Woodzo. How are you?
Good afternoon. All recovered. Thank you very much.
I just realised we're actually doing this right in front of the sponsors. So we should just carry on a bit over here. No, I feel like we're on Richard and Judy and we're intruding. Now, Woodzo.
Yes.
Is it still on?
No.
Thanks for joining us. No.
I mean, of course, mathematically, of course it is. Until it's impossible, of course it's on. Because anything can happen. We've said in this league enough times that teams lose games that you expect them to win and vice versa. You know, since we talked about winning every game, you know, I know Neil said last week we're unbeaten in two, but we didn't win the first one. Oh, the second one, sorry. So I just think we had to win every game from the last couple onwards. We didn't win last Saturday. Warrington did.
Warrington were always going to win last Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, this is basically, there's 15 points left for us to gather. And those other four matches after this one, we've already touched upon it in previous shows. You know, it's Hyde here, Ashton away, South Shields here, and Morpeth away. Those are tricky. So what we're trying to say is, I think this is a safe bet. It's borderline still on, but if we don't get a win here, it's definitely off.
I think it's off today. I think it'll be off if we don't win today. I think it's definitely gone. It's like you say, and when you boil it down to, we've got 15 points to play for, yeah, but we're six behind. Yeah. There's no margin for error there. We know that. You've got to be realistic and say, are we going to get there? No, we're not. Let's try and finish as high as possible. I think if we finish 7th, 8th, that for us is probably a good season, seeing as, you know, nobody's played for the last two seasons. The fact that we're still talking about the playoffs with five games to go says, we still had a fairly successful season so far.
It was remarkable last week. During the match, we went up to 6. We were down to 11.
11th at one point.
And
yes.
it was incredible. Let's just talk about the actual match itself today, because we don't want to give people false hope and stuff like that, because it is the hope that kills you, as we've already discussed in recent weeks. But the football itself, last week, I thought we played really, really well. It's just we let our concentration go twice for those three goals.
It was a strange game, I thought, last week, because I thought for a 3-3, I've seen better 0-0. I didn't think the quality of the game was actually brilliant for a 3-3. Well, maybe that's why it was 3-3. The first half an hour, there was only one team in it.
It was brilliant football as well.
We played some good football. And in my mind, and I was writing the match report, and in my mind I thought, don't put this line in. I think I did in the end. We scored in the first minute, and you think, if this carries on, how many can we score today? Seriously, I thought that. And then we're going at half-time 2-1 down. It was just bizarre. And then we pull it back, and then we go behind again, and then we pull it back, and we could have won. We had a couple of decent chances. I mean, when their fellow hit his own post in injury time, yeah, You know, we could have won it with an own goal.
Well, we said that last week about, because the defence, we can't gloss over it. I mean, although you could argue for the third goal, the mistake was actually in midfield and then the counter came. But the defence played its part because obviously Jones scored, Morris hit the bar, Dodd had one cleared off the line on the near post, and Donoghue crossed that in for the back post. So technically it was him who hit the post in the dying embers of the game. So it was all hands to the pump last week, but we couldn't really score fourth, which is what we needed.
The problem last week was... The problem last week was that third goal for them publicised it. I mean, they broke away. Dodd got back and put a good tackle in. But nobody actually reacted to that. Every other player stood still and their players reacted first and they scored. And that was the problem last week. We were quite slow to second balls and putting our foot in, maybe. We let some of their players run with the ball too much, and that's what we put ourselves under pressure. But it's a fresh game today, you know. Coles have got they beat us already this season. They've got a good record against the top teams, if you like. They're certainly party spoilers. They like to go to the likes of Matlock and what, like they did the other week, and win and things like that. So tough game, we know that. Get the 3 points, keep the pressure. All we can do is keep the pressure on the other teams and hope one of them slips up.
Well, Woods, big thank you for joining us. Let's hand over now to the FC United manager himself, Mr. Neil Reynolds. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. How's the squad shaping up ahead of this crucial game against Atherton Coles today?
Playground football for the next five games, Ben. That's what I've said to the lads. Go out and enjoy yourself. Too much pressure. Too many people have talked about where we can end up this season, where we should end up this season. And you know what? We know we've underperformed in certain games. Five games to go, we're going to play with a smile on our face. And if we win, we win. And if we don't, you know, come the end of the season, we'll look to change things. But transfer window, the deadline's gone now. It's about working with this group of players, and they're a fantastic group, and they'll give everything they can to win today's game.
So, Atherton Coles, obviously the away game. Wasn't a nice afternoon for the radio team. Wasn't a nice afternoon for on the pitch either. Kind of own one, don't we?
Yeah, we do own one. It's just systematic of similar how the season's gone. In my team talk today, I've read a lot of books. I've talked to a lot of people, and I'm going to use the two words siege mentality, because I think collectively, if we've got that siege mentality, then we go to places like Atherton and Gainsborough and, you know, Nantwich, and we go and win, you know. But I think at times this season we've allowed teams to gather their siege mentality over us and take performances, because Atherton aren't a better side than us. You know, I'm not being egotistical by saying that. They're not. You know, they're a good side. They'll take points off teams, but we should beat them. But it'll come down to mentality, and that's what we've got to focus on. And it doesn't matter which players we bring in summer, they've got to buy into kind of winning every single game of football. And if we don't, it's the worst feeling in the world, because that's how I live. So listen, we want to win today. You know, of course we're going to look around at other results, and, you know, is it back on at quarter five? But my message to everyone is, let's just enjoy ourselves. We've got a huge week for the football club, you know, starting today at 3 o'clock, obviously Milan in midweek, and then Morpeth next Saturday. And, you know, who knows, if we come out of three wins out of three, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
I'll cover this off in the post-match interview, but what is your thinking heading into Brera? Because we need a win to get to the... I think it's a win to get to the first place game, and that'd be nice after this season. So, but you don't want to tire people out too much ahead of the Morpeth game, do you? So it's a tricky one for you.
It's going to be a tough week. Obviously, travelling Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and playing the game. There's lads going to be left on the bench today that likely will start in Brera. Today, just mixing it up, people may raise a few eyebrows, but, you know, we're going with Lavercombe in nets, and, you know, back forming a Josh Okora back in alongside Curtis Jones and Morris to his natural position at fullback, and Dodd, Potts and Smith to give us a bit of a defensive rear guard, Ennis in front, and then we're going to go Donoghue, Linney and Josh Ashkey making his debut. So he's a really attacking side, hopefully nullify the defensive frailties that we've had. You look to the bench, we've got the likes of Bange and Griffiths and Galloway and McGee, and, you know, it's exciting all the way around. But people might say, why is he not playing? For me, they've played and we haven't won, you know, or, you know, we haven't performed as well. So today's just a change. It's the rest of the rotation. I've already identified people for next season. You know, I know the four or five that are going to come in. So, you know, between now and the end of the season, I just don't want lads to be downhearted, and, you know, even if they're on the bench, I want people just to, you know, rally around, get together. It's a special couple of months coming up for the football club, like I said, with Brera, the league games, and then the finals in Rimini. So a lot to look forward to. But let's focus on 3 o'clock today and let's go and get that win.
Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us. Not as sunny as last week's interview before the Michelover game, but have a lovely afternoon anyway.
I'll only have a good time if we win, Ben. Cheers.
So, hello everybody, and welcome. Welcome James as well. Welcome everyone to Broadhurst Park.
And, well, joining me for this little pre-match preamble is Stato Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So, Paul, it's the pressure's off.
5 games to go.
5 games to go, 15 points. 5 points.
Easy peasy.
Is it 5 points to the playoffs? I can't, I've not even looked. I mean, it's...
I think it's time.
Is it time to just enjoy ourselves and see what happens?
Is it time to wind it down a little bit and just enjoy the football?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is that what you think?
And then after we win today and everyone loses, we'll wind it back up again.
Shh, don't tell anyone. That's obviously the plan. But, you know, we're good storytellers here on FC Radio.
Yeah.
Avatar Coles, though. Thoughts on this one? I mean, they've not scored in ages. They're guaranteed to score within the first 5 minutes of this game.
They beat Matlock in the middle of March. And that looks like it's the worst thing they could have done, because they've not scored for three and a bit games. It's 284 minutes, and they're the lowest scorers in the division with 29 from 36. So scoring goals has been very hard for them.
Like I said, first 5 minutes, you reckon? Yeah,
first 5 minutes.
Yeah. I reckon
well,
that's safe.
The same applied when we played them in November and they won 2-1 with a late goal.
Yes. But, let's talk about the team and today's lineup and. We're taking on Atherton Coles. There are some ex-FCers in this starting squad for Brad Cook's side this afternoon. Jack Lenehan, he was kind of on the fringes, wasn't it?
Didn't get enough starts,
good
did he?
Player, but yeah. on the fringes.
Yeah, didn't get enough starts for his liking, and I fully understand why he moved on.
The other player we have to talk about, James Hooper. There's a blast from the past.
Hooper was he was in our National League North days, wasn't he? And he scored some good goals for us. I remember one at Tamworth he got, which earned us a draw. Particularly good goal.
And the other players to look out for, James Hooper, by the way, will be on the bench. As is Elliot Rocker. Elliot Rocker's a bit of a non-league enigma, I think. He's on the bench. Gareth Peat, the skipper for Atherton Coles, he's another one to watch.
Very much a stalwart at the side. He takes all their set pieces as well. So he's a dangerous customer.
And someone we know fairly well now is Luca Hansen, who obviously scored the winner when we...
an American. There's not many Americans have scored against us. I think he could be the only one.
Well that's something to find out, isn't it? That game back in the winter, I mean, it was
the whole day at Atherton was a disaster, wasn't it? From our point of view, from behind the scenes, it was awkward, to say the least. And on the pitch, it all fell apart after half-time.
Now, Neil's pre-match chat, he used the term playground football. He feels the pressure's off. He doesn't really want to talk about permutations and stuff like that. Even if, you know, we jokingly said at the start, you know, even if we win and everyone gets beat, he doesn't want to know. I mean, it's kind of, you can understand that, really.
I think his thoughts are moving to next season.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, there was a period last week where we were 6th, then 11th.
It was seesaw stuff, wasn't it, in 90 minutes?
It is still close-ish, but it all depends, really, on Warrington and Morpeth. They've got their games in hand this week, so we'll know more after this. But generally, we are looking towards Brera midweek, and also, of course, obviously, the 4 games before the finals of the Phoenix Trophy.
Some interesting matches to come, though. You know, we've got still got South Shields to visit here. That's going to be a cracker of a game. We've got Hyde as well, haven't we, here?
Yep.
Trip to Ashton. Trip to Morpeth next week, which we'll need an overnight passport, will we, I think?
It's an interesting question.
Sleeping bags.
Is it going to be quicker for James to get to Milan than it is to get to Morpeth?
Probably thing. Half the time. Yeah, well, a quarter of the time.
More on the Phoenix Trophy as at full time, because that's when our attentions will turn to that. Let's talk about the starting 11 for FC United. Neil's mixed things up a bit after sitting it out last week. Jonathan Smith starts at number 4, so Luke Griffiths drops to the bench. Michael Potts starts as skipper, as does Georgie Sikora, which means Aaron Morris has gone to right back. Donoghue, interestingly enough, has moved up to right wing, which I know there's a few people on the forums and stuff who believe, you know, we are playing Donoghue out of position and we've kind of forgotten that he's been putting in great performances at right back, but he is better up at the top end.
He's better up at the attacking end than the defending end. And I think we look more solid with Morris at right back. It all depends on the Sikora-Jones partnership, whether that gels in the middle. Because, as we saw last week, some of the defending was very poor.
Well, twice. Well, two very crucial occasions it was poor, wasn't it?
And we need to crack down on that.
Interestingly enough, Josh Askew starts. And it's interesting what Neil's been saying about Josh. Because
fitness is an issue, I think.
Well, yeah. But also the fact...
I said it last week, reminds me very much of like Charlie Ennis in the fact, you know, he's kind of had a, you know, here, there and everywhere with his clubs and stuff. But FC United does give you that ability because of the fans here and because of the nature of the club. We're not really knee-jerk, are we, as a club historically? So it's kind of, it's a place where you can settle and enjoy your football.
Yeah, and also it's a great showcase if you want to go upwards again. You do catch the eye if you're playing for FC. Obviously, there's a number of players who've done this, and Drew Baker was a good example, who dropped down from Oldham, came to us for half a season, and look where he is now.
Yeah, and he joins the list of players who've done that.
Yeah, so, you know, playing for FC, you can carve out a very good career at FC, but there's always that chance you're going to get spotted.
And Josh deserves his start, because he had a very good game off the bench last week.
He deserved a goal as well.
Yeah, and he nearly scored. I mean, when I was doing the highlights back for the radio, it was so close at times towards the end. We did miss a trick last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
By not picking up 3 points.
How many times have we said that this season, though? You know, we should be in the playoff spots now if we'd taken all the chances we could have done and not given goals away. But there you go.
Just to finish off the starting 11, Regan Linney is up front on his own. Charlie Ennis, supporting attacking midfielder. Michael Donoghue's on the right wing. And I think I've covered everything else. Substitutes bench, Ewan Bange, Josh Galloway, Luke Griffiths, Harry McGee and Ali Wadika. We will keep an eye on the scores elsewhere. I'm reluctant to build it all up again.
Yeah.
We did start the show talking about, is it still on? It's borderline, but let's just enjoy the sunshine and the football.
Yeah,
I think is what we're saying.
I think it's important that we've never beaten Atherton at home. We've had two goes at it. It's about time we beat them.
And we were chatting about that FA Cup game a couple of years ago. I mean, we have struggled against them over the years to actually, you know, beat them.
Our record at Alder Street wasn't too bad until November. We'd won everything. But we lost our first ever meeting with them at Gig Lane in November 2006 when Pilkington got a hat-trick. That was FC's first. No, it wasn't their first home defeat, but it could have been their first home league defeat, maybe. But and then we drew two apiece here in the FA Cup in 2019, as you said. But we prevailed in the replay thanks to Aaron Morris. So they've been troublesome for us. I can say that.
Well, I think the teams are about to join us. So it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructedcoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And here is your expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. It's Stato Paul eating chips. And before that, James Quinn.
And clearance there by Dodd. Well met by Battersby. And good work from Donoghue there. Brings it forward. Donoghue. He's got two to his right, including Askew. Now Askew. It's rather behind Askew. He has it, though. Left-footed. Outside the box. Now it's with Linney. Linney, left-hand side of the 18-yard area. Linney with a shot that he tries to curve in, and it just shaves the top corner, and it's a goal kick. But some good work there all round. Donoghue turns nicely, flicks it forward. Linney will chase. Battersby is the man they're trying to... But Linney's won it, and it hits his hand, but referee does nothing. Across. Oh, lovely ball. Ennis with a chance here. Ennis. Oh, just over the bar. Well, he had time to steady himself there, Ennis, and he hit it sweetly, but it just shaved the crossbar, and that was a real opportunity. And now Clive Smith, now for Atherton, takes it out to the right-hand side, plays it infield to Lenehan. Lenehan in his deep-lying midfield role, plays it back to Clive Smith. Clive Smith at a decent-looking cross. Kershaw gets ahead on it, goes wide. And a bit of mini-inquest there between Morris and Jones about who was supposed to be picking up Kershaw. It was a difficult one for Kershaw, but he got ahead on it and tried to just kind of nestle it into the top corner, but couldn't quite find the direction. So here we go. It's Linney. Linney picks it out right-hand side. Donoghue. Donoghue, low crossing, and Bange makes, but no chance, and it's a goal by Askew. Askew, debut goal, and look at his face. Just look at his face. It's a goal. So Askew, FC United take the lead. That's just what the game needed.
That was a case of being in the right place at the right time.
And he gets a big hug from his manager. But here comes Linney down the left flank. They double up on him effectively. Clive Smith down the flank. Rocker tries to play him back in, but now Galloway intercepts it. Galloway, great ball. Now Donoghue to run onto this right flank. Three red shirts. And it comes.
What against the post! It would have been a marvellous goal. It was right behind him, and Wanaka somehow got a right foot on it. He couldn't get much power, but he got direction, and it bobbled a little bit onto the keeper's left upright. Didn't quite go in. Great cross, great break from FC.
The beauty of that was the early cross from Donoghue.
And it will be a throw into Atherton, right deep inside their own territory, right flank here. He delivers it. Tabana into pressure. Oh, it's going to be a goal. Oh, what a disaster for Atherton. Linney scores. Well,
and the goalkeeper's injured.
Well, he's got his hands. I don't know if it's a more of an emotional energy. Clive Smith with a quick throw, thinking that Tabana could clear it. Tabana was under pressure from a typically alert Linney, and Linney took it off his laces, and then from the left flank at a pretty narrow angle, it has to be said, puts the ball in the net. FC United are home and hosed. Was it the wisest throw from Clive Smith?
They were hemmed in the corner. The goalkeeper shouted to give it to him. Unfortunately, when he got the ball, he was challenged by Linney and lost it. And Linney got to his feet very quickly, quicker than the keeper, and just stroked it into the empty goal.
And as you were saying earlier, that is consistent with the way the referee has run the game, that he has allowed challenges which you could see, because goalkeeper is often a protected species.
In that situation, it was a throw in to the keeper, so he couldn't pick it up. So basically, he was like an outfield player, and he treated him accordingly.
Baines there, the ball goes out for a throw in. Well, that'll do. And FC United get a 2-0 victory. Josh Galloway fist pumping the air there with great delight. Season's not over for him. FC, credit for a second half performance there. Paul, lacklustre first half, but FC doing what they had to do in the second half, scoring that early second half goal, and then managing the game pretty well, and then icing on the cake at the end for 2-0.
I think it was definite improvement in the second half. It wasn't quite up to the standard that we really want, but I think what we find is that at this stage of the season, we know that FC are really vaguely interested in the playoff spots.
Yeah.
It was a difficult game this afternoon for many reasons. I think motivation was part of the problem. But FC in front of a crowd of 1,850, which was a pretty good attendance for this game. We played out the last 3 or 4 minutes pretty smartly, I think. We kept it in their half, kept it in the corners, and we got the benefit of the bonus goal in added time.
Just to let you all know at home, we are waiting for full-time scores elsewhere, so I'm not going to read you them all out at the minute. But Whitby Town have dropped points. They've drawn 0-0 with Basford. Scarborough Athletic have been beaten 2-1 at Nantwich. Lancaster City have also dropped points, but you know, 0-0 at Buxton ain't a bad result, in all fairness. Bamber Bridge have beaten Witton Albion by 2-0. I'm not going to tell you what the score is at Warrington at the minute, because I don't want to ruin it, but
it's good at the moment,
fingers crossed.
So where are we at the moment?
I'm not saying, Paul, until I've got all the scores in, for goodness sake. You've been doing this long enough, haven't you?
I was trying to tease it out of him there, but he won't budge. It's all right, we've already seen it.
Morpeth are also drawing at the moment at Matlock. So Morpeth and Warrington have both got their games in hand on Tuesday night. So we can't get too carried away. We're not going to start, you know, being top sport at this stage. But the Morpeth game next week, whatever happens midweek, is going to be an interesting one now on Saturday. Full time. At Warrington. Warrington 0, Mickleover 1.
Warrington, when you think... Well, I know, we've got to do this because it's entertaining and painful at the same time.
3 points.
When you think of that game, that last-minute goal that Warrington scored, think about how different...
We got 0 points off Warrington this season.
We'd be level on points. Don't want to make it too painful. Can we talk about who the opposition of Morpeth and Warrington on the... Tuesday night, who they're...
Yes, I could tell you now. Warrington are travelling to Basford. Morpeth are travelling to Witton.
Right, OK. Well, it's travelling at least. Probably not the toughest games, but
oh, that's the spirit, James. Yeah, good. Keep that up.
Basford fighting for their lives.
Yeah, let's talk it up.
No, just to say, because you can't do this, that 20th spot, I think anyone who finishes there in this league will be fine.
Oh, okay.
In case any Atherton Colts fans are listening and think, what? How many points from the relegation zone? We're going to be joined by Neil Reynolds in a second. It is all about that second half performance, wasn't it, really?
Yeah. I think that was good provided. I suspect Neil Reynolds and the coaching staff deserve credit for basically saying...
Putting the subs on.
Yeah, putting the subs on. And
it was straight away, wasn't it? It was about moving Donoghue back to right back. And within a couple of minutes of that second half, who's on the overlap down the right-hand side? Donoghue crossing the ball in. And that's how we got the goal. And we can't underplay how difficult it is to score against Atherton Colts, Paul.
No, it's not easy to break them down. It took a good cross in the box and then a horrible mistake at the end to unpin them. And as you've said, they don't concede many. But unfortunately for them, they've only scored 29 all season. And that really was their demise today. They never really looked like scoring. I don't think Dan Lavercombe's had a quiet game like that for some time.
Potts has had a good game today. Right, we're waiting for Neil to join us now. But just a reminder of those midweek games on Tuesday. Ashton United taking on Atherton Colts. Basford United against Warrington. And Witton Albion hosting Morpeth Town. So, it's going to be an interesting Tuesday. But this is what we're saying. It could be it's 3 points now. It could be six by next Saturday again. Four league games remaining. Just a reminder of those four games. Morpeth away, South Shields at home, and then finishing off with Ashton United away, which is tricky, and Hyde United at home, the last game of the season in a few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting that whether it was anything to do with this kind of the psychological aspect of the fact that FC have faded from the playoffs. They really are. It's becoming the biggest tease, isn't it? I mean, 2 weeks ago, understandably, 2 or 3 weeks ago, you understandably chided me for considering there was still a possibility. And then you said, the week after that, you said, well, you know, maybe you're right. And then, obviously, then there was missed out on the 3 points last week. I mean, it just shows you, doesn't it? You talk about when you're in this position, it's all ifs and buts, isn't it,
yeah,
really?
I mean, that's it's a tall ask, because next Saturday, if Warrington win their game in hand, they could be 6 points ahead of us with only 12 points available left. Mm-hmm. So it is a tall ask at this point. We're not playing mind games here. That's basic maths. At some point, you know, even Thelma and Louise got to the end of the road, didn't they? Hey? Don't know if Thelma and Louise is. That's your dad. Here's Neil Reynolds now.
Well, congratulations, Neil. Thanks for joining us. That's surely a victory for whatever you'd said at half-time, isn't it? Rather a difference we felt in the two halves.
I don't know, James. I mean, I look at first half. We should score. Chaz should score. We have a bit of brilliance, but we just wasn't at it. I've just said in there, we haven't won the game because I took George Cora off and Charlie at half-time. We won the game because we dust ourselves down. We started believing in what we do best. We came out second half. We scored early. We managed the game superbly well. We scored at the end. And all in all, it was a really pleasing 3 points and a big win. But I think we played well. You know, as a manager, it's tough. And like, there's two lads that have been with me for a very long time, Michael Potts and Adam Dodd. And this season, the form has been indifferent. I've had to leave Potts out, and it's hard. Doddy, you know, at times we've had tough words. I thought the two of them today were absolutely magnificent and back to the best. And all you can ask is, over a course of a season, is people will have off days. Harry McGee and Griff didn't get on today, James. It's tough, but people believe in the process. And, you know, today was a good victory, and I'm going to enjoy that.
And the defensive aspect of the victory was very solid. Whichever combination you had, they really didn't get me in that. One of the blunter attacks in the league, however, they were never given a sniff, really, were they?
Curtis Jones, or Dan Lavercombe behind, you know, I challenged him training this week and, you know, to be more vocal behind him, Curtis Jones and Aaron, to develop that understanding that they've had, you know, at times, which is really positive, my two fullbacks. And we had to change it, you know, George come off at our time, probably got, I was a bit slightly concerned about their pace, but Morris, Donner's back to fullback, see what Donner does with the first goal, you know, great delivery. But I just thought, you know, as good as the back five were, the two in front of them, Smith and Potts, were absolutely magnificent. And I've no idea who you've given the man of the match to. I know personally who I would have given it to. I would have gone for Pottsy. I thought he was incredible. And you know, he walked into the stadium today. There was a picture and reception of him. He knew he was playing. I think he just lit the place up. He was back to his best today. But you know, and that It just transpires through the team.
Yeah, exactly. And you talk about Donoghue. That goal was all about the early cross, his decision making, wasn't it, and the accuracy thereof.
And one thing we've been critical of probably is the final third delivery, but you can't ask for any better. You know, today it's a great ball. I love the second goal. Regan Linney doesn't give it up as well, and you know we get in. I've got to give special praise to Galloway and Bange. I thought they worked so hard when they come on. Young lads, again in different in form, both at pro clubs. They were brilliant, and if they show that level of attitude throughout the career, they'll go on and do well.
And you'll be happy with the finish, of course. And Askew, the man who's you gave him a big hug, and you were very pleased with him. Bange perhaps could have scored himself, but Askew was there waiting, ready in case the ball did come through, and he buried it.
Got some about, haven't we, when people make the full debut and they scoring goals, got a good record. But listen, Josh Askew's 24, and I've said this last week. I'll say it again. I've got to challenge him to go and be a hero here because he's got all the ability. He needs to get fit, of course he does, and you know we'll have pre-season to do that. But he's a breath of fresh air. Scored today. Great in the dressing room, and it just goes right through. I'll keep saying it, James, these aren't a bad set of players. We've had been indifferent, but I mentioned two words before the game: siege mentality. We've got to have, because everyone else has a siege mentality when they play FC United and they raise the game for whatever reason. And you know, for us moving forward now, and maybe I've let that slip a little bit as well, we've got to have that siege mentality where nobody will break through us. Clean sheets, we'll win games of football, you know. And if we carry on playing like that, you know, and adding what we've got to add to it in the summer, I'm sure we'll be all right.
Yeah. So onward to Morpeth. What sort of game are you expecting there?
Are we all going to get back from Milan? Okay, yeah. That's
Milan. Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually going.
I'll just rephrase that. Obviously, we'll come to Milan in a minute. Yeah. But next week, Neil.
No, listen, I don't know the results today. We haven't spoken.
Do you wish to know them? Is that right?
Okay. I don't know. If it's bad news, I don't want to know.
No, it's not.
It's not bad news.
But listen, we've got Morpeth next Saturday. We've got a lot of travelling to do this week. We know Morpeth playing the 3G pitch, and we know we can go and perform there. I'm hoping we don't pick any injuries up in Milan. It's a chance to give lads minutes that haven't played much football. I'm sure there'll be a great travelling contingent from FC United, and we look forward to it. But you know, I'm not saying the big one's not Wednesday, because of course it is. But the massive game for us is now, you know, next Saturday we're at Morpeth, depending on results today.
What sort of tier? The very physical side?
Yeah, they are. Big physical side. Got a good home record. Obviously they play us and everyone raises the game when they play us, but you know all we can do is do what we can do, and I've said before to Ben, like, we've got to adopt playground football now for the next four game or five games and just keep doing what we're doing, and we look like we enjoyed it today. We'll certainly enjoy Milan, and we'll go to Morpeth next week and do our best to enjoy it.
And what do you know of the Italian team? Confident of a victory there?
Well, I've watched the highlights and they look good, and I've been following them, you know, now Twitter follow them. And you know, it's going to be a good game. I'm sure it is. We're going there to it's like we went to Poland and we want to score goals, we want to win the game. We want to get to Rimini and be in the final. Yeah, of course we do. But
it's kind of a key game, isn't it, in the group in terms of who's going to be in the final,
massive game,
the top final.
You know, one thing we're going to have to deal with this week is the heat. You know, 20 degrees in Milan. You know, we're going out there, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you know the lads will get fatigued. So you know, lots of fluids on board, the correct fluids, of course, water. But and then we've, you know, this is a team experience, it's a bonding experience. Lads can't wait. We'll enjoy Milan, but then we'll get ready. You know, we'll travel back on Thursday and regroup and get ready for Saturday.
Do you want to see the league table?
I won't mind, yeah. I don't know the results.
It's just there. They've Warrington and Scarborough got beat.
Oh.
And Morpeth drew.
3 points.
And Whitby drew as well.
So it's 3 points.
Remember what I said to you last week?
It's the hope that kills you. That's what we're leaving on. It's
the hope that kills you. And of course, they have games in midweek to Morpeth and Warrington, which if they win, their games in hand, and then it'll. But they're away games, so you never know.
Yeah, we're just focusing on ourselves. We're not expected to get in now. You know, if teams slip up and we win, then so be it. We'll just keep going until that last ball's kicked, and wherever we end up this season, we will deserve to end up in that position.
Yeah. Well, Neil, as ever, thanks for joining us, and I'll see you in another part of Europe.
Absolutely, James. See you later. Thanks, bye.
Nice one. Well, that's it for FC Live. We will be back on Wednesday from Milan. Speaking of who's back, Swampy's back. on Wednesday as well. For those of you who can't watch the live stream, the match will be streamed live on the Phoenix Trophy website, where someone called James Quinn will be commentating.
With an Italian colleague or two, no doubt.
But for those of you who don't like moving pictures, there will be radio commentary as well, with Swampy joining us from the city centre of Milan, isn't it? It's right in the middle. So that's great stuff. Thank you to James, and thank you to Stato Paul and Woodzo for their coverage this afternoon. Big thanks to Neil, and a big thank you to SC United. It turned into good afternoon, an interesting one. Look out for the scores on Tuesday as well. Incidentally, they'll be available on the MPL website.
Are we not doing like one of those goal services where...
I'm not joking.
Me, you.
I remember one year where Kegan Swampy, I think, went to Lee Sports Village for, I think it was Lee against Bradford.
I went to see. Yes, yeah. And it was covered, wasn't
it?
I was actually in the crowd, but yeah, they did.
We're not doing that. That'd be ridiculous.
And Lee beat Bradford, yeah, was it? Yeah.
So, anyway, look out for that towards the end of the season. Who knows? But big thank you for joining us. We'll be back on Wednesday night. But from everyone here at Broadhurst Park, we'll see you all very, very soon. Bye-bye. FC Live there from Saturday afternoon. Let's have some more post-match reaction now from Saturday's win. Shortly, we'll be hearing from FC Live's man of the match, Jonathan Smith. But before that, and scoring on his home debut on Saturday afternoon, was Josh Askew. And Will caught up with Josh shortly after the final whistle.
How was it making your home debut for us?
Loved it. Yeah, no, I loved it. I mean, like I said, when I joined, it was great to play in front of the fans actually supporting us this time, because I've always played against them. They've always come in the numbers. So, yeah, no, I enjoyed it. I have every man and the dog in the stands today watching, supporting, with it being 15, 20 minutes away from where I live. It was nice to get everybody coming watching again. But, yeah, it couldn't have gone any better, really. You know, 2-0, Riggs deserves his goal. He's been working hard in training. Hopefully now we can just kick on. Now we're 3 points outside the playoffs. Do you know what I mean? It's all to play for.
Yeah, and talking about your goal as well, obviously it's always great to score on your home debut.
I think it was 3 lads that have made the home debut have scored. Yeah. So I thought, I felt like I'd do something today. I knew I'd do something positive, either change the game or affect it in some kind of way. And as the ball's come over, I've said to Benji, I said it was a great pass. He's not meant that. But no, it's good. And obviously I'm just in the right area at the right time. Something that I suppose the team... speaking to him was that they've been lacking, that someone who can just get on that, you know, the drop ball in between defenders and us, really. And yeah, managed to get it in with my right foot as well. So buzzing. Hopefully now I can contribute even more towards the end of the season. And like I said, we've got that push for playoffs now.
Yeah, the push for playoffs. And we've also got a break now from league form coming up in the week. And we're off to Milan. So that must be something exciting for you as a player.
Yeah, dead right it is. I mean, to be told, come into the club on Thursday, and by the weekend I'm booked on this trip to Milan. You know, I couldn't wait to go into work and tell them that I need the days off. It's just something special, isn't it? Especially when you hear about the amount of fans that are going over there to support us, to back us. The collectiveness here and the togetherness is just... no other club is like it. It's very very individual with it, and that's what makes it special. So, I mean, I'm absolutely buzzing. The lads are. We can't wait now to hopefully take this momentum from the positives from today out there, go and enjoy ourselves, do well in this tournament, and then come back and mop up away. You know, that's where we have to go again then.
FC UM Radio Man of the Match. And it's a good result in the end, 3 points. First half, you know, it took us a while to go into the game, but when we came out second half, we got that goal through Josh, and it was, it was all us in the end, I guess.
Yeah, I think we deserved it on the whole. Tough game, you know, every game in this league is very tough, and to be fair, Atherton, they came and they gave us a really hard game today, but you know, I'm just really pleased that we got the clean sheet. I thought the defence were outstanding today, and you know, credit to Josh, came in and scored a great goal for us, and then Regan's finished it off as well. Just, yeah, really delighted. 3 points at home, you know, it's a good weekend.
Yeah, and with the first half, there was that tactical change at half time. I know Donners came back into the defence, and you know, it looked a lot more solid then.
Yeah, to be fair, we've got a good squad. The gaffer mentioned it. We've got, you know, the lads we've got on the bench today, you know, to bring on Josh Galloway and Benji and, you know, people like that, Ali Waddick, and, you know, even Luke Griffiths sat there. You know, such a good, strong squad now that, you know, we can do that. If things aren't going well for one player, the others come on and they really helped us. But, you know, we've all just got to stick together, you know, keep working hard, keep doing our best. And I think today, you know, we proved that.
Yeah, and we're getting into a running now towards the end of the season. We want to finish strong and get maximum points, really, don't we?
Yeah, just got to take a game at a time. Every game in this league, from what I've seen this year, you know, my first year in the league is winnable if you're at it, which we proved today. So just focus on the next one now, you know, work hard and get ready for that.
Yeah, and there's a break to league form coming this week as well. We're off to Milan, back in the Phoenix Trophy. So you're looking forward to that one?
Yeah, you know, another big game for us. Just got to try and keep ticking over. Our leagues are bread and butter, obviously, but you know, it's going to be a nice trip and, you know, obviously a great win to set us up for that.
FC Live Man of the Match, Jonathan Smith there speaking to Will. And before that, goal scorer Josh Askew. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. Look out for this week's commentaries on Wednesday. Join us at around 7:30 for that Phoenix Trophy match live in Milan as FC United will be taking on Brera. And then on Saturday, we've got FC United travelling to Morpeth Town. You can join us on FC Radio from 2:30 p.m. if you're not making that trip. But that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. Cockers will return next Monday with the latest edition of This Club Is My Club. But from everyone here at FC Radio, you have a lovely week. Bye bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.